The New Factory Thinker by Bill Bishop. Chapter 27. Curating. The internet gives us access to an ever-growing amount of information, options, and resources, but it also creates a big problem. How do you find the quality gems among the rabble of rubble? Certainly, technology helps. Google and other search engines present a list of options, but you're still left to do most of the work yourself. For example, let's say you need a lawyer. A search engine will turn up lawyers in your area, but how do you know if they're any good? You might turn to a friend, but they might only know one or two lawyers. Or imagine that you're looking for a good CRM, customer relationship management, system for your company. Search engines display hundreds of options, but how do you know which one will best suit your company? It will likely take you many hours of trial and error to test and select the right one. But what if you could work with a curator who has done all of the research and legwork for you? Wouldn't it be useful if there was a curator of lawyers who has spent 10,000 hours interviewing and vetting law firms? Would you be willing to pay the curator money if they could put you in touch with exactly the right lawyer for your needs? Perhaps you would. What about the CRM system? What if you could speak to a CRM curator who has tested out every system and rated them by functionality, ease of use, and cost? Would you be willing to pay this curator to save you 100 hours of effort and ensure that you get the best CRM system for your needs? Perhaps you would. These two scenarios illustrate why curation is another value creation opportunity in the new factory marketplace. As more options and information become available in every field, it's harder than ever for the layperson to find the best solution for their needs. That's why we need curators more than ever. So what exactly is a curator? When you hear the word, you probably think of a librarian or someone who runs an art gallery. You're right, they're curators. The librarian directs you to the best books to read. The art gallery owner directs you to the best art. They're valuable because they have taken the time and have the expertise to separate high quality from low quality. In the old factory era, the goal was to increase quantity. More stuff. More experiences. More possibilities. But in the new factory era, the goal is to increase quality. Better stuff. Better information. Better experiences. In this environment, if you want quantity, use technology. If you want quality, use a human being, a curator. To see what I mean, consider these three scenarios. Curator Scenario 1, you're a cancer survivor. For 5 long years, you dealt with the cancer healthcare system. You know firsthand what works and doesn't work when it comes to dealing with cancer. Now that you're healthy, you decide to become a cancer care curator. You create a new factory called Cancer 1. When someone becomes a member of your Cancer 1 program, they meet with you to discuss their options. You point them to the right resources and away from the wrong ones. You explain how to deal with the various private and public institutions. You point out insurance issues and how to cut through red tape. Providing value as a curator, you save your members time, money, and effort. You provide emotional value because you help them avoid unnecessary stress and worry. By directing them quickly to the best quality options for them, they get the help they need faster. It is not incredulous to postulate that your role as a curator increases the chances they will survive their cancer ordeal. Curator Scenario 2, you love fishing. Over 20 years, you've been to more than 400 fishing spots around the world. A lot of them were really bad, but a few dozen were amazing fishing holes that few people know about. So you decide to turn your passion for fishing into a new factory called Farflung Fishing Adventures. For a membership fee, you direct people to your curated fishing holes and advise them on the best way to get there, where to stay, and how to catch the fish. You teach them in a few hours what took you 20 years to figure out. They save time and money and enjoy the best fishing adventures in the world. Curator Scenario 3, you're a management consultant. You have read more than 1,000 business books. You decide to provide curation value by starting a new factory called the Laser Library. You help your members zero in, like a laser, on exactly the right knowledge they need from all of the business books out there. Acting as a curator, you save your members time, money, and effort by delivering the exact high-quality information they need to grow their businesses. The reemergence of curators like the three mentioned here is a certainty in the new factory marketplace. But this time, the curators will charge a fee for their curation services, rather than making their primary revenue from the sale of products and services. You see, that's what went wrong over the past 30 years. Curators lost their jobs because they didn't get paid for being curators, and as a result, the marketplace didn't respect the value of their insider knowledge. But now, many consumers realize acting as their own curators is time-consuming and doesn't always work. They realize finding the cheapest hotel online isn't the same as finding the best hotel for their needs. They realize that peer-to-peer opinion services like TripAdvisor are often unreliable and time-consuming. They realize nothing can replace a human being who has been there and done that. Only this time, they will need to pay the curator for their expertise. Like in the case of teaching, technology is also making it easier for new factory thinkers to provide value as curators. It's easier than ever for curators to find options to evaluate and then to communicate the best selections to their members. So think about providing value as a curator. There are a million possible things to curate, such as alternative energy systems, childcare facilities, motorcycles, pets, fertility clinics, footwear, nightclubs, apps, hot tubs, pilgrimage sites, anti-terrorism methods, hot sauces, aggregate companies, self-help books, watches, underwear, forms of government, or kites. You can curate anything. It's what the marketplace needs. It could also be a lot of fun.